Okay, good evening. Tonight, Bezer Shem, we're going to continue Simin Shin Lamed Tes, and tonight we are learning the beginning of Se'if Dalet. It's a long Se'if. It's 2 pages over here, so we only do 1 page tonight. So we're going to do Kuf Pei Vav Amar Aleph, the beginning of Se'if Dalet. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Danin. That's it. That's what he says. Ein Danin. You're not allowed to have a Din Torah. And the Rama adds, V'lchein Oso Litvos L'achnas L'beisus Or Mishon Eschai V'ezon Eshkadei Shal Yivrach. You're not allowed to arrest and jail somebody. V'kolshkein Shosel Al Kosa Davi B'chal Din. Certainly not allowed to give someone malchus, because that's also called din vim yivrach in olenu klum. And if he runs away, nothing you can do about it on Shabbos. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, v'lo mekadshin, we don't do kiddushin on Shabbos. And the Rama adds, v'yesh matirin l'kadesh shechadein lo yishu banim. However, there are those that allow doing kiddushin if the guy doesn't already have a wife and children. Meaning, if it's a second wife or already has children, he's already mekayim peruvu. So then you can't do kiddushin, but otherwise maybe he can. V'efshar du'adin haknisa l'chuppa shari. And it could be that even being nichnas into the chuppah and having a nisuin is mutter. And even though we don't paskin that way necessarily, but at least in the shas hadchak situation, we do rely on it. And he says the shas hadchak would be a kavod abrios issue. The chasan kala are looking forward to their chasana, and they used to apparently negotiate all the dinim amanus right there at the chasana as they were filling out the ksuba. So sometimes these negotiations went late into the night, meaning the ideal was that they would get married on Friday. And they'd get married on Friday so that they could have the Suda on Friday night, because who could afford 2 fleishig's meals in a single week? So once you're having a fleishig's meal anyway, Friday night, they would use that as the Suda's chasana. But sometimes negotiations went into the night, and they didn't have a chance to get married before Shabbos, or they were kind of covered up real, so it's going to be embarrassing for the chasana and kala that they didn't get married. So then we rely on this opinion that you're allowed to get married on Shabbos. It's going to be a terrible embarrassment to them if they don't get married then. But we should try to be careful to plan the wedding early enough in the day that this won't happen, or to maybe have the dinim amanus discussions a little bit earlier on. Right, when we fill out a tanaim nowadays, it says the tanaim used to be a very detailed monetary document. I'm going to provide this, you'll provide that. Nowadays, we assume that's all taken care of, and therefore Rav Moshe's nusach of the Tanaim is just very simply that we don't have any tainus, shum tainus or tvius or anything on each other, because it's all taken care of, and all that's left is mashiisa chasna hanal, sakala hanal, kedaz Moshe v'zor, right, that everything is just all we need to do is bring them to the chuppah. Everything else is already taken care of, so that's a good system. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yeralf, ain't done in hainu afilu dine mamnis. You're not even allowed to do dine mamnis. Forget about malchus and misa and things like that. Shami yavul deksiva, because it's a chashash that you might come to write. Even to arrange the tainus that they have in front of the dayanim zasur, right? Because the dayanim are going to write down the tainus. You know, that's why you have a court, what are stenographer, right? Now you're confused. Right, so the stenographer, because you want to be able to read back exactly what was said. But to have like a tainus besulim, where he's just claiming that she wasn't a besula, that's going to be mutter. That Rabbeinu Gershom is Masakin, not to be mevatel the tamid. What does that mean? The set tefila that they would have in the tzibur for the Beis HaKnesses on Shabbos, unless they've already been mevatel it 3 times, and velo hoil, his takana didn't help. I don't know what that means. Obishvil taino sakahal. I'm not sure what that means. I don't know what there's something there. What is that? I have an English Mishnah Berurah. Let's see what he says. I didn't get a chance to look at this, as you might be able to tell earlier. So, Rabbeinu Gershom says that one should not disrupt the tamid, meaning the regular communal davening and shul on Shabbos, unless one has already disrupted 3 times during the week to no avail, or if it has a claim relating to the community. So there must be some... In ancient times, Yeah, here it is. Okay. In ancient times, there was a custom in which a person who was wronged by someone else and could not get his disputant to appear before Beis Din, or could not get his case properly heard, would announce his claim in the shul in the middle of the communal prayer and hold up the prayers until the heads of the community would promise to hear him out and provide the relevant assistance. Wow. So the Chasam Sofer relates that he remembers this custom from his youth, and he describes the scene. The custom appears to be rooted in Talmud Yerushalmi and Shuvah Sarashba, etc. So someone wants to bring public attention to what's going on. So that's what we're saying, that the Rabbeinu Gershom said we shouldn't be mevatel that unless they were mevatel already three times during the week and it didn't help, or for the sake of the tainos of the kahal. Okay. And the other problem with giving malchus on Shabbos is that you could cause a wound, which is a malacha. B'chal din. So we said included in that in malchus is malchus is included in din. That part of the yisur of lo sevar reish b'chol moshe v'seichem is not to have a din Torah on Shabbos. Haynu mishoiv mechuyiv b'yom makadmonim havara kilsa haTorah d'lo yanishu b'Shabbos. Meaning, how do you get that from the Sevar Uech B'chomosh Vasechem? That if someone is chayiv to be burnt, so the Torah tells us, don't do that onesh on Shabbos. Umina yalfina duad in the chol onesh. And if I'm not allowed to do that onesh on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do any onesh on Shabbos. V'amechaber mayri mitchilu b'dinim amunis, t'bezeh gam kenasu midrabanan. The mechaber originally was talking about dinim amunis, which is nisu drabanan. V'yisa b'sefer achina chatam shorosu kolosh baruchu l'chabid yom zeh. Shim suba akol menucha, kam achotu mechayavim, mashal v'chulei. And the sefer achina says that the reason we're not allowed to have dinim on Shabbos is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Shabbos to be a Yom Menucha, and he wanted it to be a Yom Menucha for everybody, even for the sinners and even for the people who are chayiv various onshim. And he says mashal, and the Sefer HaChinuch's mashal is a king who makes a big party for all of his subjects, and since he wants it to be celebrated by the entire kingdom, he includes even the criminals in the festivities, and whatever punishments they're going to have to face, they'll face at a later date. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, the Avaryanim will have to pay the price, but not today. Today's my day where I'm making a party. That's what Shabbos is. And if the guy runs away, we're not talking about a guy who's running away so that he doesn't give his wife a get to be ma'agin his wife. That you're allowed to lock him up, to keep him in town, so that he won't be ma'agin his wife. And also, if one guy is the only one who knows about the death of a certain guy to be Matir Naguna, and he's dying right now, be Mekabel the Eidus now, because he might not make it till after Shabbos. If you're worried that you might not find other Eidus to help out this woman. Then the Shulchan Aruch said, we don't do Kiddushin. That's also because of Gzer Shem Yechtov. Not because it's a Kinyan, but Kiddushin Levad Belo Chabalo Kanaa Adayin Liyar Shal Mitzyosin Lemaisiyah. Because it isn't really a kinyan with kiddushin; it's at nisuin that you have most of the kinyanim. And plus, even if the kiddushin was mibod yom, the mechaber says you're not allowed to do nisuin on Shabbos. Because the nisuin is like mekach memkar, because that's when all the monetary arrangements of the marriage really kick in. Unless he doesn't have any children, or if he doesn't have any children, that's where yesh matirin. Or even if he has children, but he doesn't have a wife, gamkin mutul deizu the mitzvah ka'avik ramin biyavamus mikrob bebokers roazerachel araval tanach yadecha. The Gemara in Yavamus says that even if you have children, you should try to have more children. You shouldn't give up on having children, and therefore. And therefore, it's still considered a dvar mitzvah, even if you have kids. Ve'efshar du hu'adin, and we said that it could be that hu'adin k'nisa l'chuppah is mutter. Ratzalomer af da'al yidei chuppah kona osa l'kama dvar m'chanal. Even though there's a kinyan involved in chuppah, l'gabe a lot of din in mamanus issues, afilu achi kivin t'lasa yishu banim, yesh b'zeh mitzvah priya revia, sri l'idei yesh l'akal b'zeh. For the sake of the mitzvah priya revu, this opinion holds you could be mekel. And even though the lo kaimel lanachi, we don't really pask in this way. Ratzalam demikra din kaimel kshitas Rashi v'shari v'sharim do kiddushin v'afachul basar b'shabbos yom tov mikra. Didn't we pask in like Rashi? You're not allowed to do kiddushin or nisuin on Shabbos yom tov. Howil? So we said, but since it's a matter of they of kavod abrios, because they already prepared the suda, so we'll allow it. When it's going to be a kavod abrios issue. Ratzalomar v'yeshef said Rava yidiz, that would be a major financial loss. Vayin b'chayodim shkasav shein lahakol b'chol zerakim nishlamu ashlosh. The Chayadim says we cannot be makel with any of this unless three details have been fulfilled. The Hainu imlokim peruvi adayim. It has to be that he has not been mekayim peruvu. The Yeshav said Rav, and it's a major financial loss. The Gam biyush lechasam mekala, and it's going to be very embarrassing. Imlo Yichnal says if they don't pull off the wedding that day. Vayin mashksav nusuf katan tazayin till the das Rabbeinu Tam af biyesh lebanim kibin shein loisha gamkin mitzvakavin umutter. Rabbeinu Tam himself holds that if he has children, but he just doesn't have a wife, that reason alone is enough to be allowed to get married on Shabbos. But the Chayadim holds, yes, we're somich on Rabbeinu Tam, but not fully. Even b'makom kavod abrios, we're not fully somich on Rabbeinu Tam. So we're going to require that he not have children and not have a wife. And in lahachmir b'diavad. And ben hashmashos, we don't have to be machmir. The logos v'al shvus, ben hashmashos, tzorach mitzvah, l'kuli alma, we weren't gozer on a shvus during ben hashmashos for the sake of a mitzvah. Ach, l'chadchil yesh yizor mod shlo la'achar kol kach, but we should be very careful, l'chadchil, not to delay so much, ki kama averos, but in al yidezek, because it could lead to a whole bunch of averos. Tiltul muktzah shel aneros, you carry the candles. People would carry the candles down the aisle. That was a minug that people have. Still, ad yom hazeh, people have that minug. Why do we have that minug of carrying the candles? There are all sorts of gematrias. There was candles, and the gemara always meant that there was a party. That was always an indication, and the extra light was always an indication of a time of simcha. Represents simcha. Some say it's zecher to the kolos of rakam of Har Sinai. There are a lot of things about the chuppah relate to Har Sinai, whatever it is, but it would be tiltul muktzah. The gam kamen nashim haol chusul chuppah ma'achros manadlokas neros al yideza umadlikas bin hashmashos. Plus, a lot of the women aren't going to light Shabbos candles till after it's too late, and then it's going to be chil Shabbos. V'yosu tov shalol la'adlokas klal, meaning once you're at bin hashmashos, they're really better off not lighting at all. V'alkein manachon ma'ol demisha yicholz biyad shalol asas nisu klal ber of Shabbos. He says, if I had my druthers, we would stop making weddings on Fridays. Ubeprat some especially Friday afternoon. Because even if the wedding comes off on time, it's still going to cause all sorts of problems. Look, if you have to carry the candles, better to give it to an Einu Yehudi to keep on to carry, even though you're allowed to carry that which you're already carrying. I just don't think it's a good idea, he says. So let's to review what we learned tonight. Two dinim. Din number one is that you're not allowed to judge. You're not allowed to have any judgment. We said that's bein bedinim mamonis, bein bedinim nefashos. We even when it comes to jailing people, unless the jailing people is to prevent an aguna situation, then you're allowed to be mekabel edus, you're allowed to jail him and things like that. And then the second din we learned is that lo mekadshin, but where there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, whether a person who doesn't have Yishu Banim is allowed to be Mekadesh. We may ikra din pasnak Rashi that you're not allowed to, and Kiddushin is not because of Kinyan. Kiddushin is Gzer Shami Yichtov, just like Ein Danin. The Nisuin is because of Kinyan. But be that as may, we pasnak Rashi may ikra din, but in the situation of Kavod Abrios, will be Somech on the Rabbeinu Tam. Just that the Chayi Adam says we're not fully Somech on Rabbeinu Tam, we'll only be Somech on Rabbeinu Tam when he doesn't have Isha, and he doesn't have banim, and when he doesn't have banim, and it's going to be a kavod abrios issue, and it's going to be a hefsid rav. Only then will someone from Vinatam and the Mishnah Berurah let it be very clear that he thinks that this practice of getting married on Friday should be put to an end. Okay, Beis Hashem, on Sunday, I have no idea when the shir is going to be because I'm traveling a lot on Sunday, but at some point we'll try to hop on a Zoom and finish up Sif Dalit. Monday, I also have no idea when the shir is going to be, but hopefully we'll get something done from Eretz Yisrael. We'll try to keep up over the course of the week. All right, have a good night.